Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am Nishit Kumar with the World News. The headlines. U.S. President Donald Trump to join world leaders in Egypt tomorrow to finalize Gaza peace deal aimed at ending war in the region. Afghanistan warns Pakistan of using other options if good relations with Kabul severed. 2,000 Indian origin Tamil beneficiaries in Sri Lanka receive entitlement documents under India-aided housing project. India defeat New Zealand 4-2 in the Sultan Johor Cup Junior Men's Hockey 2025 in Malaysia. And in Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, match between India and Australia underway in Visakhapatnam. An international peace summit will be held in Egypt, Sharm el-Sheikh tomorrow to finalize an agreement aimed at ending the war in Gaza. U.S. President Donald Trump and Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi will co-chair the meeting, which is expected to see participation from leaders of more than 20 countries, including UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer and UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. According to a statement from the Egyptian presidency, the summit aims to end the war in the Gaza Strip, enhance efforts to bring peace and stability to West Asia, and usher in a new era of regional security and stability. We have more details from our Dubai correspondent.
The gathering comes in light of United States President Donald Trump's vision for achieving peace in the region and his efforts to end conflicts around the world. Cairo said that the summit is designed to finalize an agreement aimed at ending the war in Gaza and rally international support for the second phase of Trump's peace plan, which seeks to disarm Hamas and create a new governing body in the Strip. However, neither Israel nor Hamas will participate in the event, and the Palestinian Authority is also not attending. The summit follows a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas that entered into effect on Friday after 3 days of intensive negotiations in Sharm el-Sheikh between the two sides, mediated by Egypt, Qatar, Turkey and the United States. The first phase of the plan includes Israeli troop withdrawals from Gaza and the opening of crossings for aid and the release of hostages and prisoners. Under the agreement, Hamas has time until Monday to release all Israeli hostages, including 20 who are believed to be alive and the remains of up to 28 deceased hostages. Vinod Kumar, Akashvani News, Dubai.
Afghanistan Foreign Minister Amir Khan Muttaqi warned Pakistan today that Kabul has other options if Islamabad does not seek good relations and peace. Speaking about the ongoing conflict between the two countries, during a media briefing in Delhi, the Afghan Foreign Minister stated that Afghanistan will continue to protect its sovereignty.
Afghanistan will safeguard its border and its national interest, and that is why it immediately retaliated to the escalation from Pakistan. We achieved our military objective last night, and our friends Qatar and Saudi Arabia have expressed that this conflict should come to an end. So we have paused it from our side for the time being. The situation is now under control.
Mr. Muttaqi stressed that while a few sections of Pakistan are attempting to deteriorate the situation, the people of Pakistan desire peaceful relations with Afghanistan. On being asked about women journalists not being invited to his press briefing 2 days ago, the Afghan foreign minister said it was a technical issue as the briefing was held on a short notice and a short list of journalists was decided. He claimed that there was no other intention apart from this. Meanwhile, the Afghan Taliban claimed responsibility for deadly cross-border attacks that killed 58 Pakistani troops, describing the action as retaliation for the Pakistani airstrike on a civilian market in Paksika province. Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid said the strikes targeted multiple border locations and also left 30 Pakistani personnel wounded. 9 Taliban fighters were killed and around 18 others were injured. Travellers from non-EU countries, including India, must now comply with the European Union's new entry-exit system, EES, which takes effect from today. The system requires fingerprinting, facial scans and passport scans upon entry into Schengen zone countries, including Iceland, Norway, Switzerland and Liechtenstein. Ireland and Cyprus are exempt from the new rules. This is Akashwani. You are listening to The World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. In a landmark development in Sri Lanka, the next stage of the Indian housing project commenced today with the formal handover of entitlement documents to 2,000 beneficiaries from Indian origin Tamil community in Sri Lanka's upcountry region. The houses are part of the fourth phase of the Indian housing project that was announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi during his visit to the upcountry region in 2017. We have more from our Colombo correspondent.
With the commencement of the next stage in the Indian housing project in Sri Lanka, India has advanced support for 14,000 houses for the Indian origin Tamil community under Phase 4. High Commissioner Santosh Jain noted,
India's commitment to housing covers 65,000 houses today spread across Sri Lanka. It covers all 25 districts of the country. It is a grant commitment of over 64 billion Sri Lankan rupees.
High Commissioner Jha emphasized that the initiative is not just about building homes, but about building futures through projects in education, healthcare, skills and community development, reaffirming India's enduring partnership and commitment to Sri Lanka's progress and stability. Sri Lanka's President Anura Kumaradesanayake expressed his gratitude to Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the people of India and the Indian High Commissioner to Sri Lanka for the support extended by the Indian government towards improving the economic and social well-being of the Sri Lankan people. Ahmed Muin Farooqi, Akashwani News, Colombo.
Tensions flared again in the South China Sea after a collision between a Chinese Coast Guard ship and a Philippine government vessel near the disputed Spratly Islands today. The Philippines accused China of deliberately ramming the vessel and using water cannons near Titu Island, where Filipino vessels were stationed to support local fishermen. However, Beijing denied the claim, saying the Philippine vessel ignored warnings and caused the collision while illegally entering Chinese waters. China called its action lawful and professional. China has hit out at the U.S. over its decision to impose 100% tariffs on Chinese goods, calling Washington's move a display of double standards. The reaction came from after U.S. President Donald Trump announced additional levies set to take effect from November 1st in retaliation for what it termed as China's extraordinarily aggressive new export restrictions on rare earth minerals. Washington also threatened to cancel a planned meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping later this month. In a statement, China's Ministry of Commerce accused the U.S. of ratcheting up economic measures against China since September. And in domestic equity markets, after remaining net sellers for the last 12 weeks, the foreign institutional investors turned net buyers last week as they bought equities worth 1,708 crore rupees during the October 6th to October 10th period. On the other hand, domestic institutional investors purchased equities worth 459 crore rupees during the period. In Sultan Johor Cup Junior Men's Hockey 2025 in Johor Bahru, Malaysia, India today defeated New Zealand 4-2. For India, Arshdeep Singh, PB Sunil, Arijit Singh Hundal and Roshan Kujur scored one goal each. New Zealand fought hard and pulled two goals back via captain Gus Nelson and Aidan Backs, but despite India being down to 10 men in the dying minutes, they held on for the second consecutive victory in the tournament. India will next take on arch rivals Pakistan on Tuesday. And in the ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, Australia were 352 for 7 after 48.2 overs a short while ago. Chasing the target of 331 set by India and Vishakhapatnam today, Australia needs 8 runs in 9 balls, while India had the scalp 3 wickets to win the match. Earlier put into bat first, India made 330 runs in 48.5 overs. Smriti Mandana scored 80 of 66 balls, while Pratika Rawal contributed 75. Mandana set records by becoming the first woman to score 1,000 ODI runs in a calendar year, and the Indian with the most 50-plus scores against Australia. And in cricket, West Indies scored 173 runs for 2 wickets in its second innings at stumps on the third day of the second test match being played in New Delhi. Shai Hope and John Campbell were at the crease when stumps were drawn. West Indies now trail by 97 runs. Earlier, India had enforced a follow-on of West Indies after dismissing visitors at 248 runs in their first innings on day 3. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. U.S. President Donald Trump to join world leaders in Egypt tomorrow to finalize Gaza peace deal aimed at ending the war in the region. Afghanistan warns Pakistan of using other options if good relations with Kabul severed. 2,000 Indian origin Tamil beneficiaries in Sri Lanka receive entitlement documents under India-aided housing project. India defeated New Zealand 4-2 in the Sultan Johor Cup Junior Men's Hockey 2025 in Malaysia. And in the Women's ODI Cricket World Cup match between India and Australia underway in Vishakhapatnam. And that concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.